He plays the role of Corey in the movie Fences in theaters on Christmas Day. Javon Adepo. Am I correct on that, Javon?
Yes, sir.
Look at man, I've been practicing, working on that
for the last 3 weeks.
Well, it's great to see you, man.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
It's a great movie. It really is. It's quite an emotional movie, and you play Denzel's son.
Yes, ma'am.
You play who wants to play football.
Yes, ma'am.
And is held back in his dreams, just as his father was held back in his dreams.
Absolutely.
As well. How was it working with the great? I know everybody asks you this, so when you get, we can get down to it. In terms of working with Denzel, how was it?
It was amazing. It was everything that a young actor could ever hope for and more.
Yeah.
You know, my experience with him, he's incredibly patient and he's generous with his advice and his guidance. So, I mean, the entire experience of working with him and the rest of the cast was a absolute blessing.
That's really cool. How about the audition?
The audition was, it was a long process. I had auditioned with the casting director a couple of times, and when I found out I had to meet Denzel, or got to meet Denzel, it was a privilege. I was totally nervous when I went to the studio to meet him, because this was my first time hearing his voice outside of movies, you know, and on TV.
Yeah.
So when I heard him on the other side of the room, I had like a panic attack. I had to step outside for a minute. So I was like, "That's Denzel,
dude, get it together."
Exactly. And I was like, if you don't get it together, you're not going to get this part. You know? And how often do we get opportunities like that? But,
yeah,
you know, I had created this huge idea of what I was going to act, you know, how I was going to act when I met him. And mm-hmm. I was going to be stone-faced and I was going to be ready. And as soon as he opened the door and he was like, and he said my name, and I heard him say, he was like, Jovan. I was like, oh,
need that week.
Hey, Denzel, how you doing? How you doing, baby? You know, and he was completely incredibly cool, and he just told me not to be nervous or anything. He was like, "We're just here to work. Let's just work."
Oh, like, okay, let's well, Javon, during the filming, was there anything in particular you can remember that Denzel may have told you to keep you focused?
Just to feel comfortable with my own preparation and what I did, and you know, just feel good about the choices that I make, and just, you know, don't be afraid to take risks.
What was it like with Viola?
Just as amazing.
Yeah.
You know, she's the queen of the business in my eyes. She's the supreme when you're talking about great acting.
Didn't feel intimidated? She was
No, I mean I had known Viola for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So I mean she's basically like, you know, an LA mother for me. So you know, just getting an opportunity to work with her was amazing. So, you know, I felt really comfortable talking to her about scenes and, you know, delving out character work and all of that. It was really fun.
You have an amazing story. You were born in England. Mm-hmm. Your mom is British.
Mm-hmm.
Your father is African-American.
He's American. My mom is
African-British.
My mom is African-British. Nigerian. That's correct.
And you graduate from Bowie State.
Mm-hmm. HBCU. That's right.
All the way. Good for you. And you play football there.
I played football. Like I said before, playing is relative.
Okay.
You know, we had
you were on the team?
I was on the team.
But you did have a uniform.
Absolutely. Yeah, uniform. Yeah, I had uniform. The equipment. You know, I had a jumpsuit and everything. I was official. But playtime was limited. That's okay.
Now, Chris Paul is our sports aficionado. Are you familiar with the Bowie State football team, Chris?
I'm familiar with them having a team. I recognize they do suit up every Saturday, but I don't know their record.
Before you got involved with this movie and the project Fences, mm-hmm. had you seen it on Broadway?
I did not have the good fortune of seeing it on Broadway, but I had seen a couple of the clips that were on YouTube, and they actually have full versions of the 1987 version in the library.
With James Earl Jones?
Absolutely, and Courtney B. Vance. Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Brilliant.
You're working with the king and the queen of Hollywood, with Mr. Washington, not only acting with you, but directing you,
right,
and Viola Davis. Where do you go from here?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, okay.
That's one of those jobs that, you know, you pray for, because these are the ultimate, you know, examples of talent in our business. So, you know, and I've spoken to Denzel and Viola about this, and they were just like, you know, that's not what you need to worry about. Just focus on finding complex characters and, you know, deep narratives to play, and just keep your head down and keep pushing forward.
You know, one of the last young men to work with Denzel Washington went on to some acclaim himself by the name of Nate Parker.
Very familiar with
Nate Parker. Great debaters, right?
Big fan.
So do you have any hopes of doing anything behind the camera as well?
Again, that was something that Denzel, you know, brought up to me while we were filming. I've thought about it, but very loosely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that I want that inspiration to come organically if it does. But at this moment, I'm focusing on being in front of the camera.
Now, we remember you from a number of other roles. The Leftovers is one of my favorites. With Regina King. Mm-hmm. And so do you like doing TV as opposed to film more, or just wherever the good work is?
Wherever the good work is. Yeah. That, you know, we're in a time now where, you know, deep characters and, you know, interesting stories are told on many platforms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, television, film as well, but definitely want to do more work on the stage as well. That's something that I really have my eyes on.
And Javon, you play Michael Murphy on Leftovers,
that's
right?
Correct.
Are y'all coming back for another season?
We are. We premiere in April of 2017.
HBO, yeah.
Yes, sir.
You gotta check that out. In one scene in Fences, I saw Denzel Washington pop you in the chest. Did that hurt? Boy, that looked like serious.
After take 35, it did.
And was he punking you with that? It was like, oh, we got to do that again.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, I'm not feeling that enough. We got to put a little bit more oomph in it.
How did you stay focused when you're doing scenes with the two of them? Like, well, let's talk about sports again. People say that when they used to play with Michael or against Michael Jordan, mm-hmm. they would get caught just in awe.
Watching.
You know, just watching instead of playing. Did you ever find yourself caught up in the scene just marveling at how good they are?
No, only because I was able to kind of fan out beforehand. You know, I would give myself that time when we would be in the makeup trailer, or you know, if we were running lines and stuff like I'd be running lines with Denzel, and of course we focus about the lines. But you know, in my head, I'd be like, man, I'm sitting here on a lawn chair in the backyard running lines with Denzel Washington. Or, you know, in the kitchen, you know, watching Viola prepare her, you know, her biscuits for the scene. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here with Viola, you know, my vibe, you know.
So you just want to take a selfie in the middle
exactly.
of the scene.
Man, I'm telling
you.
Thinking.
But, you know, but once they're like, you know, it's time to work, it's time to work.
Yeah, I bet you felt like you had to just bring it every scene.
You have
every
to, because they're bringing it every scene.
Yeah. Every scene, man. Yeah.
Well, you bring it in this movie. Great job, Javon Adepa. A really good job. Your
thank
mama
you.
Should be proud of you.
I believe she is, absolutely.
That's mama vibe, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Your first feature film,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
Continued success to you, Javon
Adepa.
Thank
you, sir.
Go out and see Fences. Awesome. It opens Christmas Day.
Awesome. Thank you much. Merry Christmas. Happy
Same
New
to
Year
you.
To
absolutely.
You, man. All right. We'll be there on Christmas Day.